Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. Two for one, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hello, all you turnbuckle turmoil fans. This is QT Vokes. Sange is currently on assignment. I believe his last known whereabouts were near the proximity of the Seattle-Tacoma SeaTac Airport, awaiting the arrival of women's champ from the East Coast and the Virginia-Maryland border area, in particular, Casey Carlisle. Now, there's been some debate that when Casey Carlisle lands at SeaTac, she is going when she comes into SeaTac, as she begins her descent, probably on a Boeing 747, will she be able to consume a cup of coffee, although they don't really like you sipping drinks on airlines when you begin your descent, but maybe they can, because she is women's champ, they'll make an exception. Will that count for a one-cup consumption to start this massive coffee contest to see how many cups of coffee Casey Carlisle can indeed drink on her 3 3/4 day tour of the Northwest, where tomorrow she will be wrestling in Bremerton, Washington at La Promenada's, and then Sunday she will be wrestling at Blue Collar Wrestling at the North Portland Eagles in Portland, where one of her opponents is rumored to be one of my all-time favorites, Trash Luna. And, you know, as much as I have talked to Casey on the Turnbuckle Turmoil show, I'm heavily invested in Crash Lena. Personally, I'd like to see a draw between Casey Carlisle and Crash Lena when the other competitor is eliminated, but the odds against that are very long. If it came down to a coin flip, I'd have to go with Crash Lena. And if she doesn't win, there are rumors out there that I might have to receive a stink face from Crash Lena. Moment of silence there. Okay. Okay, well, today we were supposed to have on Dave the Beast Barnett. As of yet, he has not called in. Perhaps he is heavily monitoring the progress of Casey Carlisle as she touches down in the Seattle area. I am going to start out this program by giving you my three predictions of three huge football games, because football and wrestling have been interlinked. I am going to say this weekend it's going to be Missouri 42, Georgia 21. And it's going to be Oklahoma 49, Ohio State 31, and Louisville 24, Florida State 14. Very interesting predictions there. Paul Moonshine, if you're listening, and if you want to give me your prediction of Louisville, Florida State game, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Missouri and Georgia, I'll go head-to-head with you on that. The winner, well, I don't know. I guess he will get nothing. Although I hope you are recovering from your latest medical setback and you're in fierce preparation for our my retirement stepladder match against you. Yes. And I'd also like to thank this past week's, about a week ago, our guest on Turnbuckle Turmoil, Cobra King. Very good interview with Cobra King and Miss Hannah, who really is like a fashion runway model from Milan to Minsk. Okay, well, Dave the Beast has not yet called back in. I'd like to take this moment also to have a shout-out to J.D. Vokes of Monroe, Washington. It was 6 years ago that J.D. Vokes and I, Budget Deficit, walked the mean streets of Monroe, Washington, and we were mulling over names to come up to name this podcast. And I thought of Tulalip Turnbuckle Turmoil. Yes, Tulalip Turnbuckle Turmoil. And he shorted it. He shorted the name to Turnbuckle Turmoil. And hence, we have gone beyond all means of exhaustion to bring you this show that asks the existential questions. Okay, I can see that Dave the Beast Barnett might not be calling in. Even though Devin South Park Bellinger, of Who's on First Sports Cards in Marysville, Washington, and who signed I and myself, did an extensive remodel to bring his bathroom up to transgender codes. Transgender reassignment codes. Yes. I am now going to give Dave the Beast Barnett, I'm going to guess, 31 more seconds to call in. And then, well, I have to take on down south on I-5. Yes. One more seconds. Yes. One can only wonder where Casey Carlisle is right now. Yes. This is about as exciting as an Aris Toretto Cousin Jameson match. Hey, I'm just kidding. Yes, I'm kidding. Okay. 10 more seconds. 12 more seconds. Not much else to report on. My work went pretty good this week. Yes. Trying to make ends meet in this post-apocalyptic world. Yes. Okay. That's my after. Okay. Here we go. I'll try this. Here we go. Oh, that's our intro. Yeek! Oh, come on. That's just irritating. Okay. Chains for Jodo. Oh, okay. This one goes out to Tex Thompson. Tex, this is for you. Yes, very good. Well, that proved anticlimactic. Okay, this one is going out for Bad Blood. Yes, right now. Okay, Bad Blood, this for you. Kind of a Mardi Gras New Orleans theme right there. Okay, very good. Okay, this one is going out to LB Moonshine. Let me see if I can. Okay, LB Moonshine.
Through the annals of history.
Oh my gosh, what was that? The Cure? All right. This one is going out to Buddy Highway, the Gresham Saver. Yes. Okay, here we go. All right, that's enough of that. Where was that? Okay. All right, well, this concludes pretty much our show. I'm kind of disappointed that Dave the Beast Barnett didn't show up, but he's a World War II Marine Corps sniper victim. I mean, sniper participant. Yes, transgender. Okay. And this ends our episode. This should be highly rated. Okay.